Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time. Each week, Dave interviews the industry's top experts who will give you actionable tips and strategies for the real world of construction to help you take your roofing business to the next level. So let's get down to business.
Hey everybody, welcome to The Roofer Show, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, and I've been a successful roofing contractor for over 30 years, and I'm here to share with you what I've learned. You can find more tips, strategies, and downloads by going to my website at theroofershow.com. My guest today is Scott Dennison with Top Ranked Roofer. Scott's coming back for a second time to talk about marketing and what it takes to become a top-ranked roofer. Scott was on the show once before in episode 8, where we talked about SEO and Google AdWords and what it takes to be found on Google and dominate your local market. On this show, we talk a lot about knowing your numbers and how important it is if you're going to run a successful and profitable business. And today, we're going to talk about marketing and whether you can market your roofing business effectively and profitably without knowing your numbers. So let's get into the interview with Scott Dennison. Hey, Scott, thanks for coming on to the show today. I really appreciate it.
Well, Dave, it's really great to be back. I really enjoyed our conversation last time.
Well, in that last interview, which was episode 8, we talked about your book, How to Become Top Ranked. That is still one of the most downloaded shows I have. And so I always know there's a lot of interest in getting more leads that convert into sales. We were speaking before about, can you market your roofing business effectively and profitably without knowing your numbers? Knowing your numbers is something we talk a lot about. All throughout your business, it's just critical that you understand your numbers. So how about if we get into knowing your numbers when it comes to marketing today, Scott?
That sounds great, Dave. And let me just jump in by saying that the word marketing gets thrown around a lot. So I'm going to make 2 points coming right out of the gate here. The first one is that, so that we're all on the same page, the marketing that I'm talking about is buying new customers, which is essentially what you're trying to do each and every day in your business, is to acquire new customers. Buying new customers at a profit. That's what marketing is. Your CPA might tell you it's an expense. Don't believe it. Marketing should be an investment, and like any investment, it should pay off with an ROI of some sort.
Agreed.
And that's what we're going to talk about here.
Well, let's jump into it. I like it.
Well, let me just start by saying, you know, my second major point that I want everybody to embrace right out of the gate is that if you want to grow your roofing business with more leads and sales, you have to understand one critical thing. You're not a roofer. You're a marketer who sells roofing services. And, you know, in the book we talked about last time, I mentioned that there are three kinds of roofers. One is Joe. He's kind of a handyman who does some roofing work. We're not really talking about Joe in this case. There's John, who is an excellent roofing technician. And the big companies, they all have guys like him. But John doesn't want to go out and run a business where he has to generate his own leads, because it's just not in his sweet spot. It's something that he struggles with. And finally, we have Jack, who's a businessman. He's a marketer, and he sells roofing services. In almost every case, he is the most prosperous roofing contractor in town, because he really gets the idea that the sum total of his business revolves around his ability to buy new customers at a profit. So when we dive into this, you know, Dave's talked about a lot of numbers on his show. I've listened to a number of his episodes, and I can tell you that he's really given you guys some great information to think about. Today we're going to talk about primarily three numbers, and these three numbers are critical to the success of your business in the next year and in the years to come after that. First one is the cost per lead. What does it cost you to generate a lead? Second is how much revenue is your average sale producing? And third, what is the customer lifetime value? Now, those three numbers are kind of like a triangle, because if you've got a cost per lead that you can live with, and the revenue per sale allows you to acquire those customers at a discount, or so that you're getting them at a profit, then you're in a position to really look at the customer as a long-term venture. Now, granted, I get it. If you're putting on a 20-year roof, you know, lifetime value may be largely contained in that one roof. But don't miss the point that a delighted customer, not a satisfied customer, but somebody who is delighted with what you've done, can refer you to neighbors, can refer you to friends, will let you put a yard sign up, will do a video testimonial or write a review for you on Google, and that attracts more people. So they have a lifetime value that's far in excess of the amount of the check that you get at the point of sale.
I agree. Your typical contractor sells a job and then they're off to spend another couple hundred dollars trying to acquire a new customer, rather than looking at your existing customer as a lifetime value. All you need to do, come up with a newsletter, send them a regular mailing. They're going to continue to refer you to other potential clients. Also, maybe you have other services. You have gutter cleaning. You have, let's say, window replacement. These are additional items that your customers may not know that you've got. Or another thing I see is your customer moves, buys a new home. It's been so long since you did their roof. They loved you, but they can't remember you because you're not top of mind.
Exactly. And do you really want to generate customers and then lose them that way to something so simple as negligence? I mean, you're neglecting your happiest clients in favor of chasing new ones. And it's so simple to send them. I've got one client that just sends a postcard twice a year. He's got a service that does it. He gets the mailing information from every agreement, and he sends them two postcards a year. One is a roof, an annual roof inspection. And when he's there, he's looking for leaks and such, but he's also looking at, maybe is this a candidate for roof cleaning? You know, is it something where they could use a good cleaning to extend the life of the roof? The other one is simply in hail season, because he's in a hail-prone district or part of the country. He sends out one after the most recent hailstorms to say, hey, you know, we're still the area's leader in dealing with your hailstorm issues. And so he keeps his name top of the mind. I know at one point he sent magnets out to everybody that had bought from him. So there was 500 magnets or so, and he put them all on, so you have one to put on your refrigerator. You can always remember what my name is.
Yeah, that's a no-brainer. I mean, it's automated, doesn't take a lot of work. But the cost to acquire a new customer is so high, we generally figure that about $350 per qualified lead. So you already got somebody that, that already likes you, they trust you, and they're going to refer you. It's simple.
Exactly. Now, before I miss the point, let me just mention that what some companies are selling, marketing companies in general, are selling to roofing contractors, which are numbers you don't really care about, because the opposite of knowing which numbers you really should pay attention to is the ones that when you hear people trying to sell you on these kinds of numbers, you want to be able to discern that these are not really great numbers for you to focus on. One would be the eyeballs that they have. All these people are looking at your offer every month, right? What are eyeballs? Who are they? What are these buyers, or are they homeowners? Are they what? What are they? If you're talking to an advertising firm that's talking about, well, we have these demographics and we have all these eyeballs, that's not a customer. It's not clicks. If you're dealing with one of the companies that just does AdWords, and there's a lot of people that do Google Ads and Facebook Ads, they're going to talk to you about cost per click. Or how many clicks you get, or the click-through rates on the ads that you're running. If they can keep you focused there, then you lose focus on the real critical number, which is what's the cost per lead, right? And what it costs you to generate a new customer is really all that matters. And as you get better at it, you know, you start buying new customers at a profit. So, you know, we've got these lead generation firms out there. In fact, I think you mentioned to me, Dave, that a lot of people that you've talked to, a lot of the contractors you've talked to, if they hear the term lead generation firm, they're thinking of people like Home Advisor and Angie's List,
right.
Even Porch and House and all these others. You know, but what does a lead really cost with their service? Well, you know, there's a lot of ways to look at it. They will tell you, and their reps will tell you, that it's, you know, what is the cost that every one of the inquiries you get from them is a lead. But is it really? First of all, and I'm not beating up on any of these companies, but I'm just simply saying that a lot of contractors use them because they are desperately trying to get their phone to ring. And so they buy one of these lead gen companies offer, and essentially what they're going to get is minimum, somebody comes, a homeowner comes to the website, you know, that's advertised on TV. Let's just focus on the one that you see advertised on TV constantly, right? So somebody goes to their website, fills out the form requesting, you know, some bids, and immediately that lead form gets distributed to at least four contractors. In many cases, it goes to seven or more, seven or eight, but in a minimum sense, four people. So let's say that the average inquiry that you get from one of those sites costs you $75 or $80, and four contractors in your market all get the same lead at the exact same time. Well, because of all of that competition, two things that we see happening regularly from this. One is that what they're actually paying is a whole lot more than $70 or $80, because if you're not the first one to respond, it's really, really hard to even get in the door.
Right.
And I've heard numerous reports of contractors calling, you know, 5 or 10 minutes after the inquiry came through, and finding themselves dealing with a very frustrated homeowner who is in essence screaming over, what is it with all of you guys calling like you're on your last dime or something, desperate to get in, desperate to sell me on using your company. I'm just trying to find out what's going on with my roof. So if you've got these non-exclusive things and four other people are competing, well, maybe you get a shot at it. But most of the time, if you do, it's because you are offering the best price.
Right.
But how many of you can actually offer the best service in town with the best warranty behind it and still have the lowest price? It's very difficult. And so we compare that to having somebody working with you to generate exclusive leads from your site and for your business that are exclusively yours. Three other companies don't see them. Six other companies don't see them. You know, it's just you. You're the only one that has a shot at it because they filled out the request or called the number that's on your website. So how do the pricing compare to something like that? Well, I did a case study on my website a while back of a guy who just wanted to use Google AdWords. And when I first met him, Dave, this was astounding to me. He was paying nearly $40 per click for keywords in Google AdWords. Problem that he was having was his conversion rates were almost non-existent. Right? They were really, really low. The conversion rate that he was getting, or the number of leads he was getting, was under 1%. So out of every 100 people that he paid $40 to get the click, he was getting one lead. So on average, it was taking him five clicks. No, the conversion rate, I'm sorry. He was getting 1% of the clicks he was paying for were actually doing anything, clicking through to his website. Mm-hmm. It was taking him 5 clicks to generate a lead. So the math shows, you know, $40 a click times 5 clicks, you know, $200 for a qualified lead. Well, he was typically able to sell 1 out of 3 of his leads. So, and that's a reasonable number of conversion from lead to sale. If you can sell 1 out of 3, you can make money in this business for sure. But his cost per sale was more than $600. And that's completely unsustainable. I mean, in his market, the average roof is $6,000 to $8,000. So take your material cost and your labor cost, and then you take your marketing cost of $600 off the top, and what's left for you is pretty skinny. So, you know, essentially what we found in there, we really wanted to understand why he was really getting it, you know, taking it so hard, why it was so hard for him to make money. And this kind of, I found in his case, the most common the most common mistake that roofers make in their marketing, in their online marketing in particular, advertising in particular, was they were sending traffic from the AdWords campaign directly to the homepage of their website. Now, we could talk for an hour specifically about why that doesn't work. But the long story short is that your ad has something very specific that you're describing that makes somebody interested enough to click. Then if they land on a page on your site, let's say it's the homepage of your website, and the language from the ad isn't present on that page, if it's not very, very clear that I'm now looking at a page that matches with what I was just looking at on your ad, I become confused.
Right.
If I have to start digging around and trying to figure out where's the information that I was looking for, chances are I'm going to hang up. I'm going to click and go away.
Exactly.
So what we do instead is we build a professional landing page that matches the ad copy almost verbatim. The pictures, the images, the logo, it's all the same. It's very, very clear that I'm looking at the same company. I'm looking at the same, the verbiage is the same. The offer is the same, and it's easy for me to respond. Call the phone number, fill out the form. That's what a landing page does. But the vast majority of these marketing companies, they don't offer you landing pages. They ask you as the contractor, where do you want to send the traffic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, which one of the two of you is better suited to tell you where the traffic should go? The roofing contractor or the marketing guy? And if the marketing guy doesn't know, then you have the blind leading the blind, and that's not good.
Yeah.
So we fixed that really, really fast. Essentially, we did a whole bunch of things, but the number one thing is we instituted those landing pages, and we got to a point where traffic coming from the ad campaigns was converting at closer to 25%.
And that's all because just sending them that landing page as opposed to the home screen.
Sending them to a very focused page that was very clear on how to respond.
Right. What do you want and to do? Good,
exactly.
Clear.
Exactly. And it comes back to what we said a minute ago was, you know, what's the one thing you want them to do? If they, you know, they need, you need to know what they need, what you want them to do before they can ever understand what you want them to do.
Right. The homepage, it doesn't have that.
No, because it's intended to be a generic page to describe your whole offer, everything that you do. You know, there's links on that page to everything that you offer. And if the one thing that you're promoting in the ad isn't the most visible thing, they might not find it.
Mm-hmm.
A confused mind says no, and a confused mind says, let's go somewhere else. Maybe they have it. So in this particular case, we lowered those cost per clicks from $40 down to $12.84, which was a reduction of 67%.
And that's all about knowing your numbers. And
that's exactly.
What is
See
this
how
cost?
This is a circular conversation, right? We're right back to the top. But what was more important, though, was the use of the landing page improved his conversion rates to better than 10%. And over time, as we've optimized around those pages, we do conversion rate optimization on the landing pages themselves. We've brought the conversion rates up to closer to 20%. Now, what does that really mean in the real numbers? Because we started by saying cost per lead is the number you most want to know. So his cost per lead dropped from an unsustainable $200 down to a much more manageable $37.41. So his lead cost went down by 81%. And rather than the 2 to 3 leads he told me he wanted per week, he was consistently getting 4. So you know, that's an example of what happens when you have a qualified partner helping you to do this. Now, when you look at SEO, which a lot of people are being sold on, and SEO has got an incredible value. It can be really, really useful. I've got one client that we just did just sent him his report a few days ago, so I dug those numbers out. And, you know, he had total lead forms submitted in August. This is just the most recent month, August of 2017. He got 9 forms. People that visited his landing pages and filled out these lead forms was 9 in a month. He had phone calls coming in addition to that, and 23 of those calls were qualified leads. They had a need for a roofing contractor, were willing to give their phone number and address, and set up a time to meet. There were also 18 calls that we considered non-qualified, so we don't count those. His total investment was a bit more than $4,000 in the fees that he pays our company, plus what he was spending on AdWords in the month of August. So his cost per lead was $134. And, you know, Dave, you mentioned earlier that a number that you've always heard and worked with yourself as a roofer was, if it was $300 per customer, you could live with that. And when you cut that to $134, you know, now you're feeling a lot better about things.
Yeah. Right.
So, you know, that's really the difference between having a freelancer who really doesn't know what they're doing, a advertising company that's just trying to sell you the eyeballs or the clicks or the cost per clicks or all the other fancy terms they use, versus having somebody that comes alongside of you and works with you exclusively to help you get the results that you need in your business.
And you're saying, and this is someone that knows, understands our industry, and all you do is work with roofing contractors. Is that right?
Yes. Our you know, my company is toprankedroofer.com, and that's all we do. We work with roofing contractors. Now, I mean, before we did roofing contractors, which is now 4 years and going on 5, we worked with all sorts of small businesses. But I found the contractors kind of, I had the same heartbeat as them. I really like the blue-collar nature of roofers, like the work that they do, like the value propositions, and being able to work with just one per market allows us to kind of pick the guy that we think is best, and help them to be the most dominant roofer in the market.
What are some of the problems that you see for roofers trying to find a partner to help them?
Well, probably the biggest and most prevalent is the idea that there's no regulations and there's no licensing requirements to call yourself a roofer's marketing expert or an SEO expert or any of those terms, an AdWords expert. You don't have to have any educational levels, no proof of that you've attained any achievements. You don't even have to have any proof that you've ever helped a customer to say it. And then second part of that is that most contractors don't know what they don't know. So there's all kinds of danger in not knowing. You know, we've just seen huge floods in Houston, and one of the biggest problems that most people had with those floods is not the depth of the water that was known. It was the depth of the water that was unknown. Somebody turns to the end of their street to the same way they've always gone, and they look, and it looks about looks like maybe there's an inch or two of water on the road, and then they find themselves in 2 feet of water.
Right.
Well, that's an unknown. So that kind of thing happens when you're trying to find a marketing partner, is if they, the marketer that you're talking to, drops a bunch of buzzwords on you that you've heard, you might come away from that conversation with the impression that they really do know what they're doing. Gosh, they know what all these terms mean. I've only heard those terms, so they must really be good at this.
So, Scott, recently I read your article in Roofing Contractor magazine. It was back in June. You talked about the key questions that you need to ask if you're considering hiring a marketer. Can you get into that a little bit, please?
I can. And if you don't mind, I'll take about 60 seconds to tell you how this came to be. Certainly, these are critical questions, and you should go find the magazine. Almost every contractor in the country gets the magazine, Roofing Contractor magazine. And you go back through to your June edition, and you'll find an article that I wrote as a guest column there. And I laid out about 15 questions that are just really, really useful to you to get the answers from anybody you're talking to about your marketing. But the way that this story came to be was I was invited by a guy that had been reading my blog for some time to talk to the owners of his company. He was a sales manager for a commercial roofing company, and he and I had built a relationship. You know, he'd read my stuff, and he would call me on the phone, and we would talk. He was a nice guy. And then one day he called me from his office, and they started to describe the situation that they were in. They were spending an enormous amount, high five figures, each month with a marketing agency in their area. They didn't specialize in roofing contractors. Frankly, I couldn't really figure out if they specialized in anything as I started to look. But essentially what they were doing was misleading the client and telling them one thing but doing something completely different. Great example of that. They were supposed to be running AdWords ads aggressively, because that's where this contractor wanted to get leads, was Google AdWords. People searching for someone to do commercial roofing repair and replacement. They're a TPO primary contractor, and so they need to get leads. Well, she was supposed to be running ads, and in fact, she was not running ads. I did some research with some tools of mine and found that in the previous 9 months, she had run ads 4 days. But she was telling the client that they were running the ads all day, every day, but something was wrong. It wasn't working. And in fact, she wasn't running the ads at all. So what was the money that she was billing for? Nobody knows. She was billing for clicks that never happened, for ads that weren't running, and pocketing many, many, many thousands of dollars a month for doing nothing. Similar thing with the SEO that they had done. They claimed to be SEO experts, and yet I started looking at the most basic level of SEO, which is that the homepage title tag and a few related pieces to that tell Google what you're trying to rank for. And the first thing you look at is the homepage title tag. So this particular website was optimized for the term home. Now, what roofing prospect is going to type the word home into Google hoping to find a roofing contractor?
Right.
It would be an impossible word to rank for, and it shows a complete lack of understanding about how you communicate to Google what it is you're trying to rank for. They should have been trying to rank for commercial roofing contractor city, or commercial roofing contractor state, or some variation of that. But that wasn't the term they were using, and that's not how the page was optimized. And so Google had no idea what this page was supposed to rank for, so they didn't rank it at all. And they were paying this top level, or at least high fee, service and getting nothing in return. So as a result of trying to help them, and they did become a client, and I've been working with them almost a year now, I developed this list of questions, and I'm going to make this, you know, Dave, we'll figure out maybe I can get you a picture of this, and we can put it up on your website if you want.
Sure.
As a part of this. But some of these ones are really, really good. Like, what keywords do you rank for now? And what keywords do you think we should rank for? This is you having a conversation with a marketing guy, an agency, an SEO expert, whatever it is they do, whatever they're proposing that they can do to help you make your phone ring. So what keywords do you think we should rank for? Why? Why is that? Why do you think those are the right keywords? Second, how does my site compare to the competitor site in terms of quality content? Which companies are you comparing me to? What would you recommend to improve our site quality? Who do we have backlinks from? We don't really have time to talk about all the factors of SEO. We might do that some other time. But backlinks is a core part of Google's algorithm. How many sites are linked to your site? Now, one thing that's worth mentioning is when you do business with companies like GAF, they have directories in 1,000 cities for some reason or another, and they link to you from all of them. But Google's only going to count one of the GAF links. So you might look and see, wow, I got 1,000 links from GAF. That ought to help. Nope, it's only one because Google doesn't count all those others. You know, on the heels of understanding, you know, who we've got backlinks from now, you know, what would we do to improve our backlinks? How would we increase our domain authority? What are you going to do about that? Because that's, the contractor should know, that's the key to making their site much more visible in search. Here's a big one. Oh my gosh, I find this all the time, Dave. It's one of the most painful things. You built a new website, who owns it? There's a big company that says that they specialize in roofers' websites. But if you don't want to pay them next month because you're not getting the results, they just shut your website off.
Exactly. And that's huge.
And now you're what are you supposed to do? Now you got to go build another website. And for one, you got to figure out how to get control of your domain name again. Because in a lot of cases, they took over the control of your domain as well. Will all the content that goes on that website, will it be original? Will it be written just for me? And will we own the copyrights to that content? You know, the whole heart of a Google campaign to triple optimize your site, which is covered a lot in my book, Becoming Top Ranked, triple optimization revolves around being able to know your Google numbers, specifically the analytics and AdWords numbers. It's amazing to me how many agencies and experts don't provide the contractor access to their own Google Analytics information. So it's like, no, I can't give you access to that. It's all proprietary. Well, if they think that it's proprietary, then they're hiding something. If they want you to think it's proprietary, they're hiding something from you. Does the agency have any case studies? Is there any proof that they've actually done this kind of work that is objective? Is it possible to talk to a client or two about the work? You know, what does your program involve? How long does it take? Do you offer any guarantees? Those are all some really good questions. And if you, like I, have ever paid any attention to the body language, I mean, there's an old marketing expression that two-thirds of communication is nonverbal. I mean, some cases they go as far as 97% of communication is nonverbal. Think about the last time your spouse looked at you, raised one eyebrow. Did you know what they meant without them ever saying a word? I think most people do. They don't need any words to know what he or she is saying. And the same goes with the responses you're going to get to asking great questions. If you just watch closely what they say, and or what what the sound of their voice is when they're saying it, if you can't meet them in person, then you'll learn a lot. So those are some of the questions, and I think you should really, if you're going to hire somebody to help you, you know, then those are the key questions that you need to ask. And I'm going to send the image of it over to Dave, and he could put it up in the section below this interview where you can just at least review it, print it out, do something with it so that you have access to those questions. They will help you a lot.
That sounds great. And I'll be sure to put that up there. And Scott, that is some great information. How can they get more information from you and get in contact? And I understand you have some additional free reports for them. What can you tell us about that?
Well, you know, there's a lot of use of free information to try to generate interest. But in this case, what I'm doing is a little different than just a standardized report. I'm willing to offer you a free, what we call a website ranking essentials toolkit. And different than a free report, the information that we gather is going to be custom for your website. And the heart of it is basically going to be I'll use one of my tools to generate a list of every keyword that you rank for now. And I'll also include with that a list. I'll send you an email after you receive your customized list of keywords. I'll send you an email that'll show you the core terms that you need to rank for. They're almost universal, and there'll be one variation or another. We can only really find the best ones for you by testing. But if you want to get a free website ranking essentials toolkit, just go to my website, toprankroofer.com. That's topranked, R-A-N-K-E-D, roofer.com. And add a / roofing-SEO. And Dave, if I give you the link to that, can you put that on the page too?
You got it.
Okay. And if you go there, just fill out that simple form. It'll give me the information I need to give you this free customized report. The only thing I would ask is, if you're used to going to websites and downloading stuff, this is not going to be an instant download because I have to generate this material exclusively for you. You know, it's not like something that is already pre-done and you can just you fill out your information and download it 10 seconds later. Give me a day or two. You know, at one point we were selling this for $97, but we decided that it was really valuable for people to know where they're starting. I mean, if I'm trying to make my way from Florida to escape the hurricane that's coming this weekend, and get up to Northern California where Dave's at, it would help me to have a map. Well, this is the same thing. This is the map of all of the keywords that you currently rank for, and then when you start comparing it to the ones that you should rank for, you may notice a delta, a difference, and that may by itself explain why your phone's not ringing enough. Just, you know, imagine the client that I talked about a few minutes ago that was apparently trying to rank for the word home. I mean, if they could get visibility for the word home, how many of the people that would inquire are going to be roofing prospects? Probably not many, if any, if even one. I mean, it would be a long shot to imagine. So they just visit my website, and I'll be happy to prepare one of these for them and get it out. And if you want to talk to me after that, you got some questions, I'll be happy to answer them.
Scott, that's some great stuff. I'll be sure to have everything in the show notes. And I want to thank you so much for coming back, and we will talk to you soon.
Dave, it's always a pleasure. Have a great day.
Great. Thanks, Scott. You too. That's it for today's show. If you want to get a copy of my one-page business plan, where you can create a professional business plan in just a few hours, go to theroofershow.com, where you can download it for free. Simply answer the questions, fill in the PDF, and print. Short and sweet. And as always, thanks for listening. I really appreciate it, and we'll see you next week on The Roofer Show.